If you've lived in Waikiki for a number of years, no one has to tell you that the area has changed. Now, beyond beautification, hotel ownership has helped define the character of Waikiki, and now that could be changing in the bidding war for Starwood Hotels and Resorts. Both Marriott and a Chinese insurance mogul want the company. Unrelated to that, there's also the plan to build a 350-foot tower on what's now the low-rise King's Village property. So how might these proposed changes affect the community? Chaminade University political economy professor Chris McNally is also adjunct senior fellow at the East-West Center, and he has some thoughts. He's on the phone with us now. Welcome back to the program.
Good morning, Bethann.
As you're seeing what has happened in Hawaii and what has happened specifically in Waikiki over the last, say, 10 years or so, how do you characterize how the community has been responding?
Well, I'm not a specialist, actually, on, you know, the Waikiki community. What I know about is the Chinese political economy has been booming despite a slowdown in recent years. The service sector in particular has been developing very, very rapidly. And as a result, outbound tourism from China now has become the biggest in the world. So the Chinese have actually become the biggest tourism aficionados, and Hawaii is clearly on their map, and one can see that in terms of Chinese tourist arrivals. But this is just the beginning. It's likely that over the next decade, Chinese tourist arrivals are going to continue to boom, especially towards Hawaii, and Waikiki is going to be transformed once more because of that.
When you say transformed in the people that we see walking around there, or transformed in terms of increased ownership by Chinese nationals?
Well, both is going to happen. The Chinese have been quite active as investors over the past 5 to 10 years. This is one of the biggest deals. This is Ambang. It's an insurance company that is sitting on a big pile of cash and wants to put it to use. It's actually not a hotel operator like Marriott, but they do have enough financial firepower to take over Starwood Hotels and are likely to manage it in a relatively stable way. So they are unlikely to behave like private equity investors when they took over the Hilton Group and tried to restructure a lot of things, do a lot of cost cutting. It's more likely that it will be steady as she goes. But overall, Hawaii will see much greater investment by Chinese. We also saw that over in Ko'olina with the purchase of a property by a Chinese funded concern. And we'll also see much more investment in non-Waikiki hotel properties. So Ko'olina is a good example of this. But as the rail line is built, we're still not quite sure, but it probably will be built into the city, it's likely that Chinese investors will be eagerly seeking properties along rail stations to build up hotels for the mass market Chinese tourists, because for them, Waikiki is still very, very expensive. Even the lower price properties are quite dear.
You talk a lot about the nature and logic of China's capitalist transition. And in so doing, what do you see that's particularly different about the way Chinese investors go about putting their money someplace versus the way perhaps other people do, particularly Americans?
Well, the situation is quite different in the sense that there are a lot of Chinese companies, large companies, that A, do have a lot of financial firepower. They have a lot of cash on hand. B, they are seeking to diversify. They are seeking to go beyond the product lines within which they've been active so far. And C, they really do like big American companies. So several years back, Dalian Wanda, which is a big commercial real estate developer in China, bought the AMC theater chain, the movie theater chain. And they have been doing other forays into movie studios and the production of films. Ambang is another example. This is though a more state-owned concern that has a lot of cash on hand and is seeking to diversify in this sense into tourism properties, into hotels. And we're going to continue to see a lot of this. It's a bit similar to the Japanese in the late 1980s, but the Chinese tend to be more discerning. They tend to be slower going, and they tend to pick actually properties and investment options that will provide a long-term return.
Does that mean then, you know, building much more highly dense properties?
Well, there are zoning restrictions, et cetera, in Waikiki, so it's going to be interesting to see how this is going to play out. Waikiki itself actually doesn't have that much space left. But certainly they will be seeking to build more properties and expand. And where I'm seeing it happening is probably less so in Waikiki and more so in areas along the rail line and also out into Ko'olina, where there is more space to build new properties that have low lower prices.
Lower prices meaning what?
Well, the Chinese tourism sector is really quite fascinating. It's very segmented. You have high-end tourists that will be staying in the Starwood properties and other properties like the Four Seasons, higher-end places. And then you have a very large mass tourist that does not like to spend a lot of money on hotels. They spend a lot of money on shopping. They spend a lot of money on little tours and things like that. But they do not tend to stay in high-end properties, rather kind of mass-market properties that you will be charging between $100 and $200 a night. Now, there is not that much of that in Waikiki itself. Indeed, on the whole island of Oahu and other islands, there are not that many properties in that price range. So it looks likely that Chinese will trend to develop both the very high end as well as this more lower middle end segment of the hotel market.
And if that 350-foot tower goes up where the King's Village is now, and that's not necessarily Chinese-owned per se, but do you think that that will be an attractive situation for some of those folks who are Chinese and looking for lower-end properties that will include a high-density model?
Yes, for sure. And overall, we do have a bit of a shortage of hotel rooms, especially if you project into the future Chinese tourist arrivals. You know, what's been happening over the past year, and you project that into the future, at some point the Chinese are going to overtake the Japanese, and we'll get like over a million tourist arrivals from China. And we just don't have the infrastructure at the moment, not just in terms of hotel rooms, but also in terms of many other facilities.
All right, well, we're going to leave it there for the moment. Thanks so much for joining us. Good to talk to you again.
Thank you, Bethann. Goodbye.
Christopher McNally is a professor of political economy at Chaminade University. He's also an adjunct senior fellow at the East-West Center. His research focuses on comparative capitalisms. He's working on a research project that studies the implications of China's international reemergence on the global order. It remains to be seen what happens with the Marriott, Starwood, and the Chinese investor Anbang. But meanwhile, the plans to build that 350-foot, 213-unit condo hotel on the site of King's Village and two adjoining Waikiki properties, that'll be heard by the Honolulu City Council Zoning Committee today.